The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal Baseball is on the air.
Payoff pitch.
There it is.
Swing and a line drive to right center field. Rounding first and holding right there. Jeremy Harrell with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On-Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's in Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Grounding third, they're going to try and send Weezy's home. The throw to the plate. They got him! And warm greetings from the corner of Hatch Avenue and Green Street on the Coldwater High School campus. Coldwater High School baseball on the air a day later than was originally scheduled. But then would you want to play when there was about an inch of snow earlier in the day?
Not yesterday, Sean. Good to be here with you tonight. And at least we get to bring baseball to the fans tonight anyway. Much improved day over yesterday. Still a little bit chilly. A lot of folks bundled up out here. But at least we get to get the games in tonight. And hopefully the Cardinals can wake up their bats here late in this game.
I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesy. It's a smack east doubleheader between Coldwater and Gull Lake. We're heading to the top of the seventh inning. Gull Lake leading 7-0. Seven runs, eight hits, three errors for the Blue Devils. No runs, just one hit and three errors for the Cardinals. Starting pitcher Grant Maurer rocked for four runs in the first inning, one in the second, and two in the fourth. He has given way to Martin Johnston. Nolan Butcher, Jared White, and Matt Cruz due up for the Blue Devils here in the top of the seventh inning.
As I mentioned, Sean, the Cardinal bats have been silent, and Walter Graff, the pitcher for
Swing and a grounder gobbled up by the shortstop. Handcuff the ball, and there's not going to be a play.
Jordan Butler playing shortstop for Coldwater needed to charge that ball a little harder. But anyway, the pitcher...
We'll give him an infield hit there.
Walter Graff, the pitcher for Gull Lake, has been mowing down the Cardinals. Very impressive start for this young man early in the season.
Just two walks and four strikeouts. Unofficially, I have him four.
But he's only allowed one hit to the Cardinals, so.
First pitch from Martin Johnston to Jared White, the DH for Gull Lake, inside, ball one. And top of the seventh inning here in game one of the Smack East doubleheader. Blue Devils leading 7-0.
I think we might have a pinch hitter in there right now, Sean.
Duly noted, Matt Kalizak, starting second baseman, is coming in to hit for the DH, Jared White. So it's Kalizak with a 1-1 count. Make it 2-1. Outside pitch pops out of the glove of Randall Linton, the catcher for the Cards.
A little bit of a breeze blowing here out toward left field.
One pitch to Kalizak. Now make it 3-1.
Cardinal hitters have not hardly even challenged the Gull Lake fielders in this game. A lot of easy ground balls and some lazy pop flies for the most part.
Good hitters count here for Kalizak. The 3-1 pitch, swing, and a line drive over the glove of a leaping Brendan Spangler into shallow right center field. That is, by my count, the 10th now base hit for the Blue Devils here in the game.
Yeah, they definitely came out swinging tonight.
All six hits for Blue Devils hitters in the first inning en route to the four-run top of the frame. Oh, Grant Maurer, unfortunately, he's in line to be tagged for a hard luck loss. Runners on at first and second. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. The first pitch to Matt Cruz, the starting third baseman, is a hot shot line drive foul beyond the Blue Devil dugout. couple of veteran coaches here for both the Cardinals and the Blue Devils. The Cardinals, of course, led by 26th-year head coach Randy Spangler. Counterpart in the other dugout, Bill Blakely for Gull Lake, now in his 22nd season. The defending Smack East champions, they finished out 27-3 last season and a combined record over the past 2 years, 63-6, but it's a very young team coming into this season with an 0-2 record.
Just four seniors on the squad, two returning starters from last year for Gull Lake.
But they are looking pretty impressive so far on the first game. 7-0, the current score. 1-2, the count on Matt Cruz. Runners on at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Pitch from Martin Johnston is in the dirt. And a great stop by the catcher, Randall Linton. Time is going to be called. Linton and Johnston talking over signals, and out comes head coach Randy Spangler to be a part of the conversation.
I think Randall took that one off the wrist by chance, on his right wrist maybe, or maybe up in the throat area. Can't tell for sure. Coach Spangler coming out to check on him. You mentioned the longevity of both of these coaches, and both of them with excellent programs over the course of their careers. Coach Spangler, well over 500 career wins for him, and I'm not sure where Coach Blakely's at in that, but I'm sure he's up there as well. So, but for guys to dedicate themselves the way they have to their programs, 22 years for Coach Blakely, 26 for Coach Spangler, pretty impressive.
We're talking about a combined half a century of coaching experience between the two.
Yep, pretty neat to see. Appreciate all their efforts, that's for sure.
How I mentioned, an 0-2 record for the Blue Devils coming into today's doubleheader. Now, they had like three or four doubleheaders scheduled before spring break and were only able to get in one of them, and that was a doubleheader sweep by Kalamazoo Christian. 11-0 and 12-1 off the top of Coach Blakely's head as I was talking to him. 0-1 pitch is a line drive to deep left field. Run is going to come home to make it 8-0 Blue Devils. Butcher scores on the RBI double by Alex Johnson.
Nice solid line drive over the left fielder's head for Johnston from Gull Lake.
It's Johnson to second, Kalizak to third. Now Kalizak just came home. I'm not sure what happened.
Well, the umpire wasn't paying attention. And well, evidently we did have time called.
Well, Kalizak wasn't privy to the time being called, so he just ran on home.
Well, trying,
and he was told to return to third base.
Trying to steal one there, but Linton evidently had called time out and walked out to the mound. Maybe Kalizak didn't hear the umpire call time out, but they do make him go back to third. So the runners on second and third now for Gull Lake.
Well, that was Cruz with the RBI double. Now Alex Johnson stepping into the right side batter's box, takes the first pitch for a strike.
Alex Johnson, just a sophomore for Coach Blakely and the Blue Devils.
8-0, they now lead here in the opener of this Smack East doubleheader. The first action, of course, for the Blue Devils in the East Division. They were supposed to play Sturgis, but of course that got weathered out before spring break.
Well, same boat that a lot of schools were in, no doubt about that.
Cardinals, meanwhile, coming in with a 4-1 record, 2-0 in the Smack East. They swept Battle Creek Central before spring break and went 2-1 this past Saturday in the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Invitational.
Actually showed a lot of mettle in that tournament. In both of the games that they won, they were down early and battled back and took the lead and continued to pile it on.
Swing at the 1-2 pitch, and a fly ball is out of the reach of the glove of Brendan Spangler. The throw to home plate, not in time. Kalizak scores. It is now 9-0 Blue Devils.
Yeah. Wheels are kind of falling off the Cardinals here in game one. Not able to sustain anything offensively with the bats. And I believe that's their fourth error now, if I'm not mistaken, Sean.
That is, at least unofficially. And now the starting shortstop, Eric Hyde, stepping into the left side batter's box. Runners on at first and second. Cruz is on at second. Jansen on first. on the E4. The muffed play by the second baseman, Brendan Spangler.
A little uncharacteristic for Mr. Spangler there. Drop that pop fly.
And this is going to be an extremely busy week for the Coldwater baseball team. They roar right back into action tomorrow with a cross-divisional doubleheader against Mattawan, and then the Pat Lau Memorial Invitational on Saturday, which we'll tell you more about during our Branch County Abstract and Title Between Games report at the conclusion of this contest.
Yeah, we're going to see what kind of pitching the Cardinals have here early in the season.
Martin Johnston with an outside pitch, one ball and one strike, if I saw that correctly, from Eric Hyde. We're just guessing because the scoreboard is still not operational, but we've been told that hopefully it'll be ready to go for tomorrow's twin bill against Mattawan.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It's all dependent on one little part from the scoreboard manufacturer that has yet to arrive here at Coldwater.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you miss it until it's gone.
Eric Hyde for Gull Lake, the starting shortstop, behind on the count, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Marty Johnston. Swing and a line drive to shallow center field. It's going to be caught by the shortstop, Brandon Lewis, who almost runs into Brady Duke, coming in from his position deep in the outfield. And that's just the first out of the inning, isn't it?
Well, good communication by those two on that play.
The Blue Devils leading 9-0 here, top of the seventh inning in the opener. Nick Miller coming up to bat, the starting center fielder for the Blue Devils, the leadoff man. 2-for-3 with a single and a double, flew out his last at bat, plus got on board on a fielding error by Brandon Lewis in the second inning. Curveball nipping the outer part of the plate. Strike one to Miller.
If you just joined us, the Cardinals are down 9-0 to Gull Lake in the top of the seventh.
Bringing you the conclusion of the opener of the doubleheader and the entirety of the nightcap, in which we understand Ian Wright will get the start on the hill for Coldwater.
Pretty much figured that. Ian missed
11, the tournament. I was going to say 11 strikeouts when he pitched against Battle Creek Central before spring break.
Yeah, but he missed the tournament on Saturday, so he was definitely due to come out and see what he can do for the Cardinals.
Swing and a hard grounder rolling up to right field. Another run is going to come home. The throw to the plate, not in time. A sliding Matt Cruz makes it 10-0 Blue Devils.
Cardinals got to hit the cutoff man, throwing all the way to home plate, and as a result of that, the hitter was able to advance to second base on the throw. Runners on second and third now with one out, and the score now 10-0, Gull Lake.
Well, Miller with an RBI single, advancing to second on the play.
Austin Knapper steps in for the Blue Devils.
Standing in for the starting pitcher, Walter Graff, and we presume then that Knapper will go in and pitch for the Blue Devils in the bottom of the seventh inning. Strike one called. 1-1 the count on Knapper. Ten nothing Blue Devils. Three big runs scored by the boys in royal blue and silver and white here in the top of the seventh inning.
Another strike on the outside corner by Johnson. I believe the count's now 1-2.
The 1-2 pitch on its way from Johnston. Check swing, got across for strike three, and the throw to first base to complete the putout. Home plate throw is not in time. Jansen scores, making it 11-0 Blue Devils.
Yeah, good aggressive play by the Blue Devils, no doubt about that.
Miller advancing to third on the play. He's there with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning.
Number 14, Jacob Brand.
And another pinch hitter for Gull Lake.
That would be Jacob Brand coming in for the starting pitcher, Drew Blakely.
Thank you.
The adjustment is being made on the score sheet by the home plate umpire. A lineup card. Which looks kind of musty at this point.
Two outs and a runner on third for Gull Lake in the top of the seventh. Leading the Cardinals now 11-0.
Johnston struggling a little bit, just like Grant Maurer did in the beginning of his time on the hill today. Fishing for another writing utensil, so you can take over for a little bit.
Okay. There's a strike from Johnston.
That would make it, what, 1-1?
I believe so. Not positive of that, though. Kind of.
We missed the scoreboard, right?
Yep, we missed the scoreboard.
Pitch to Brand is stopped rather nicely by Randall Linton as it bounced in front of home plate.
Actually, it's one ball and two strikes.
Duly noted. So that was just the first ball.
Right.
One-two pitch, swing and miss. Strike three. Brand kind of bailed Johnston out there.
Definitely swung at something that might have been out of the zone.
But four more runs come in for Gull Lake. They lead 11-0 over Coldwater. Heading into the bottom of the seventh inning from Allow Field, you're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Where can you get great rates on your home equity or new mortgage?
Their interest is a whole lot cheaper.
We remortgaged our house. It's saving us a lot of money.
Where are closing costs clear and transparent?
We just got our first house. It's been smooth sailing. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Where can you apply online and have an excellent closing experience on time?
The turnaround time, they're super quick.
Consumers Credit Union. Imagine completing a mortgage application online in minutes.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Seven runs, 12 hits, three errors for the Gull Lake Blue Devils, who are in line to pick up their first win of the season and improve to 1-2. Coldwater, no runs, one hit. Four errors. They're in line to drop to 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the Smack East. Unless the boys in red and white can do something against the relief pitcher for Gull Lake, Austin Napper.
Well, it's going to take a minor miracle, Sean, but you never know what can happen in a game. So,
I mean, considering that the starting pitcher, Walter Graff, only allowed one hit over his six innings of work.
What was it? One hit, one walk? I believe.
A couple of walks and four strikeouts. I'll have to do another double check when we go to our next commercial break.
Pretty impressive, though, for Walter Graff.
Morgan Sims will step in and hit for Austin Krasminski to lead things off for Coldwater in the bottom of the seventh inning. Austin Krasminski apparently has a new nickname, AK-47, thanks to the two homers he hit Saturday in the tournament.
Yep, hit a nice line drive to the left field, over the left field fence. Then he hit a high towering fly ball that carried out over the fence for his second home run of the day. Morgan Sims is going to step in. Morgan looking for his first varsity hit. He's 0-4 on the season thus far.
But heading into this twin bill, Austin Krasminski, the leading hitter. And Brady Duke not that far behind. First pitch from Napper to Sims is a ball that gets away from new catcher Jacob Brand.
Morgan Sims has been used a lot as a pinch runner, though. He has scored three runs on the season for the Cardinals. Ooh.
Next pitch hits him square between the shoulder blades. A somewhat promising start. Starting catcher Randall Linton will step in to the right side batter's box. Runner on at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning, but the Gull Lake Blue Devils leading now 11-0.
That'd be nice to see the Cardinals get a couple of runs here anyway, get a little momentum going into game two.
Swing and a pop-up foul to the backstop, 0-1.
Randall Linton hitting 167 on the season. 2 for 15, but a gritty little player. Does a lot of the catching for Coach Spangler, plays some third base, has thrown some innings for Coach Spangler and the Cardinals.
We would give you stats for the Gull Lake players, but they were not forthcoming. Swing and a line drive, a shallow center field, a base hit, runners on at first and second with nobody out.
Yeah, like I say.
Only the second hit given up by Gull Lake pitching today.
Be nice to see a couple of runs scored here at least to get something going for game two.
But as far as stats for Gull Lake, they've only played two games so far this season, and of those two games, Coach Bill Blakely told me that they weren't worth riding home for.
Oh, and you get beat by the two scores that they got beat by.
Brady Duke swings the first pitch, fly ball, right center field. It is caught by the center fielder, Nick Miller, for the first out.
Wind is a little tricky out there tonight, though. It doesn't look like it's blowing that hard, but
all of a sudden it picks up like we see the flag standing straight out.
Yep. Brady with a high pop fly to center field. Jordan Butler steps in for the Cardinals.
.43 ground out his first at bat and hit into a fielder's choice back in the fifth inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike.
Cardinals with runners on first and second and one down here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 11-0.
It is the first legitimate threat for the Cardinals since early in the game when Brendan Spangler hit a double and was stranded at third. Leave 1-1 the count on Jordan Butler. Next pitch from Austin Napper. Make it 2-1.
Jordan Butler bat 333 on the year. The young year.
Again, 4-1 coming in. Looks like the Cardinals will drop to 4-2 at the conclusion of this one, unless, as we said, they can get a 12-11 mother of all comebacks here. Right now they trail 11-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next pitch from Napper, swung on, a grounder off the handle, late grab by the shortstop, throw to third to get the lead run.
Nice play by the shortstop, Eric Hyde, for the Blue Devils. Deep in the hole and threw the runner out at third.
Well, runners on first and second with two outs. That'll leave things up to Martin Johnston. Marty to all his new friends.
Marty saw a lot of action at shortstop over the weekend for the Cards.
Came in, pitched the one inning. First pitch is a ball. Got away from the catcher, Brand. That allows both runners to advance.
Good aggressive base running there by Randall Linton. He was a lead runner there and saw that ball get away from the catcher and put his head down with a full head of steam and slid safely into third base.
Butler trailing behind, advances to second.
Kind of what Coach Brad Osmus, or manager Brad Osmus, is trying to do with the Tigers.
Swing and a grounder fall. Nice backhanded grab by Coach Spangler. 1-1 the count on Johnston. Cardinals trail 11-0 here, bottom of the seventh inning. And you can hear the wind picking up a little bit on our field mic. Oop. Next pitch.
Hit him.
It did get him right on the right arm. Second hit bat. What am I trying to say? I'm trying
hit
to say
batsman.
Hit batsman. That's almost sounds like a tongue twister, you know?
I'm usually the one that gets his tongue tied up, not you.
Well, comes the spring, you know?
Yep.
A base is loaded, two outs for Brendan Spangler. First pitch is a strike to the left-handed hitter.
Good pitch by Napper. Low and outside, or low and on the outer part of the plate.
Austin Napper's next pitch swung on, a grounder, going to be gobbled up by the second baseman. Throw to first. Game over, and the Cardinals shut out by Gull Lake here in the opener, 11-0.
Well, that's the thing about our league. We get to play these doubleheaders, and the Cardinals will have a little chance for redemption in game two coming up here shortly.
11-0 Gull Lake. We'll be back after this two-minute break with the numbers and our McDonald's player of the game. You are listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu. No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty, with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Lau Field. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike's side. The Between Games Report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Game one of the Smack East doubleheader between Gull Lake and Coldwater, going to the Blue Devils, 11-0, 11 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, and 7 runners left for the Blue Devils. No runs, 2 hits, 4 errors, and 8 left for the Coldwater Cardinals. Grant Maurer taking the loss on the hill for Coldwater. Meanwhile, Walter Graff with a win for Gull Lake.
Walter Graff very dominant out there on the mound for the Blue Devils tonight. Coldwater unable to sustain anything offensively and left a couple runners on third base in the game. That's really about all that they were able to do. So pretty impressive performance for Walter Graff, young in this youthful season for the Gull Lake.
Tallying up the numbers unofficially, no runs, one hit, four strikeouts, and just the one walk. Two walks.
That's what you mentioned earlier.
It's two walks for Grant Maurer on the loss, two strikeouts, seven runs on eight hits in his six innings of work for the loss.
Gull Lake were swinging the bats pretty well there in game one, so hopefully the Cardinals can come back and do just that to them in game two.
Well, let's talk about a McDonald's player of the game. We'll name one here, and then at the end of the night for McDonald's of Branch County, who do you want to go with? Kind of hard to come up with a player of the game since offensively the Cardinals were stymied by the combination of Walter Graff and his six innings of stellar work and Austin Napper for the one inning that he pitched in the bottom seventh.
Well, you might have to go with the two guys who got the hits for the Cardinals. Who were they?
Oh, Brandon Spangler had a double.
I believe Randall Linton was the other one.
You would be correct.
Well, I say we go with those two.
Well, congratulations to Brendan Spangler and Randall Linton. Collectively in the opener are McDonald's players of the game.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you're telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Why go anywhere but Michiana's biggest dealer to find the trailer you need for hauling horses, livestock, any cargo that needs hauling? Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV. They have what it takes to get down to the business of getting down to business. Why mess with anything less than the best? At Haylett, the selection list starts with Sundowner, but don't stop there. Take a look at Exus, Corn Pro, Lakota, Hoosier, Bison, and more. Everything from living quarter horse trailers to accommodate you and your biggest and best pal, to stock trailers, two-horse bumper pulls, and more. Got it yet? This is no rinky-dink outfit. Got a trailer that needs a little help? Check out Haylett's service department. But if your trailer's seen better days, Haylett takes trade-ins, has deep dealer discounts, and on-the-spot financing to make it happen for you. Horse Sense says you'd have to be the south end of a northbound horse to buy a trailer from anybody but a guy with horses. So hightail it to Haylett for the trailer you need. Haylett Auto and RV, US 12 East of I-69, Coldwater, on the web at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lowfield. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Side, as the Branch County Abstract and Title Between Games report rolls on. Gull Lake winning the opener of the Smack East doubleheader over Coldwater 11-0 to improve to 1-2 overall, 1-0 in the Smack East. The Cardinals dropped to 4-2 in the East Division and 2-1 overall.
Yeah,
good 2-1 in the Smack East and 4-2 overall. That's what I was trying to say.
Good start for Gull Lake there in game one. Again, an excellent job of pitching by Walter Graff and then finished up by Austin Napper, who got out of the seventh inning for the Blue Devils without Coldwater scoring a run. So a shutout thrown by the two collectively. But Cardinal bats were silent, just two hits on the night in game one. And hopefully they can reverse that trend and get some good pitching here coming up in game number two. We believe Ian Wright is going to be the starter in game two for the Cardinals. And hopefully they can get the bats warmed up a little bit here between games and get something going offensively.
Now the Cardinals go right back into action tomorrow, hosting a cross-divisional doubleheader against the Mattawan Wildcats here at Lau Field. 4 o'clock first pitch for the first game of the doubleheader. And then Saturday, it is the 31st annual Pat Lau Memorial Invitational here at Lau Field and over at Borden Field. Among the guests coming out for the tournament this year, the Quincy Orioles, the Niles Vikings, the Lumen Christi Titans, the Three Rivers Wildcats, and these very same Gull Lake Blue Devils.
Sounds like a pretty tough field. Quincy, one of the local teams in it, obviously, along with Coldwater, looking for a successful season. Actually see their starting catcher, Jimmy Strock, in the stands taking in the game here tonight. But Tim Brockway taking over after being the JV coach for 23 years, taking over for longtime coach Brett Allman, who has moved on to Hudson Hyde as a teacher and unable to coach. So Tim has inherited a pretty good team over there. A lot of junior pitchers who saw a lot of action last year as sophomores. And then you mentioned Three Rivers. Always a tough squad. Different coach over there the last couple of years. But and then Gull Lake, obviously, going to come back. Niles usually has a pretty good program, and I missed one in there somewhere.
The Niles fight, okay.
Lumen Christi.
Yep.
And another program that's always tough to beat. So it should be a good weekend. Great way to honor Coach Lau, who we all loved around here in Coldwater. This field is named after him, and nice way to honor him anyway with that tournament.
So the lineup of games here at Lau Field will look like this. Saturday morning, Coldwater and Quincy open up at 9 a.m. And then at about 11:30, Quincy against Niles. 2 o'clock, Coldwater versus Niles. Over at Borden Field, it'll be Gull Lake against Three Rivers at 9 a.m. Three Rivers, Lumen Christi at 11:30. And then Gull Lake, Lumen Christi at 2. That wraps up pool play. The fifth place game starting at 4:30 over at Borden. The third place game at 4:30 back here at Lau, and then the championship game at around 7. The Coldwater Cardinals softball team also in action today, hosting Gull Lake for a Smack East doubleheader, and then they return to action with the Lady Cardinal Softball Invitational coming up on Saturday. Four teams coming to the Rotary Softball Complex for that, and we will be actually bringing you our first softball coverage in about a couple of years, not by design, just the way the schedule panned out last year. And that's going to be coming up on Saturday. Coldwater opening up the tournament against the Three Rivers Wildcats at 10 a.m. over at the Rotary Softball Complex. You and I will be Mike's side beginning at 9:45 with our pregame coverage.
That's right. Always fun to do the softball games for the girls, and look forward to that after a little bit of a layoff. Coach Scheidler was lamenting that to me the other day, but it just happened last year with the cancellations and everything that we weren't able to bring any of those broadcasts. So, but we hope to get it in. The weather forecast looks good for the weekend, so should be a hopping time around the two ballparks here come Saturday.
So Coldwater, Three Rivers at 10 a.m., Olivet versus Niles at 12 noon. That's the second game over at the Coldwater Softball Invitational. Consolation game at 1:30, championship game at around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, like I say, it'll be fun. The girls will get over or done a little bit earlier than the boys with just the four teams on the one field, and those games go a little quicker generally. So, but good day. It sounds like it's going to be a good weather day for the fans to come out and be able not to bundle up so much as they have to tonight here to
right.
take in these games.
Speaking of bundling up and sending people off, that's what's going to happen across the street at Legg Middle School tomorrow at 2. There will be a big send-off by the student body for Legg Middle School science teacher, sixth grade science teacher, Nancy Yeager, who is going to be heading to Boston. She'll be running in the Boston Marathon on Monday.
Well, that's great for Nancy, and she will have the support of the whole city of Coldwater as she goes out to Boston to run in that. And hopefully for the folks in Boston and all the runners, we'll have a little different race than we had last year with the tragedy that occurred there. But I don't know if you caught it the other night, but there was a nice tribute to the victims of the run last year on ESPN the other night, and very touching, heartwarming story. And but anyway, Nancy is going to go out there and carry the city of Coldwater on her back, if you will. So,
well, she will be accompanied by Irv Kontowski, who will be running as well.
Well, that's good. Irv has worked for the USDA for many years. I don't know if he's retired yet at this point, but He'd been an inspector for the USDA for several years, I know, and daughter Lisa had played volleyball and
ran
track, right?
Yeah.
And the older daughter, Sandy, was the volleyball coach at Quincy High School for the last couple of years. So
again, the send-off is going to be happening tomorrow afternoon at 2 near the Western Avenue entrance of Legg Middle School. So
hope a lot of folks can turn out for that. And again, it's supposed to be the weather continue to improve over the course of the week, I guess, and high in the 60s tomorrow and some sunshine. So everybody that can, come on out to Max Larson and
the Legg Middle School.
Legg Middle School. I thought I had that right the first time, but come on out and support Mrs. Yeager and her adventure out to Boston.
Now, we will be posting links that would allow you to follow the progress of Nancy Yeager, Irv Kantowski, and all the runners at the Boston Marathon. We'll have it up on our website, WTVBAM.com, and we'll also post a link to coldwaterschools.org. All you have to do is enter a bib number. In Nancy Yeager's case, it is 21154, and the way they've got it set up, live timing every 5 kilometers or so.
Yeah, what did I see? They're I don't know if they're using it, but they're putting computer chips now in the bibs. Have you seen that?
Well, it's similar to what they do with the fully automatic timing. A chip goes in the shoe.
Okay. All right. I knew the chip went somewhere anyway.
But anyway, we'll also have you'll be able to watch the Boston Marathon live from your computer. If you happen to have cable and are lucky, or satellite and are lucky enough to have Universal Sports Network as part of your cable subscription, it'll be shown nationally there.
Oh, that's neat. And it is truly a worldwide affair.
It is very prestigious. I was actually reading up on it. It became ultra prestigious because you actually have to qualify to be able to run the Boston Marathon.
Yep, that's neat. So congratulations to both Mr. Kantowski and to Mrs. Yeager. And we wish them good running, cool runnings, if you will, Monday.
Patriots Day in Boston, and of course there's always early morning, about an 11 a.m. first pitch Boston Red Sox game at Fenway.
Yep, another nice tradition that continues to go on.
We'll go ahead and take this 3-minute break and bring you more action from here at Lau Field. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
Spring is here, so now's the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Tex Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekoncha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today, or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall. Earth can be a real mother if we don't take care of her, so don't toss your metal scrap out to sit in a landfill. Bring your broken, beat-up metal junk to Omnisource, where we pay you top dollar to let us recycle it, so you can be good to the planet and your wallet. Bring your haul to the Omnisource Yards in Southwest Michigan Saturday, April 26th for our Earth Day special. Get premium pricing, gift cards, and free drinks. For locations and a list of all we buy, go to Omnisource.com.
At the Willows, it's not fast food, it's made-to-order food. Made when you place your order. Wednesday's lunch specials include your choice of a 3-piece chicken strip basket or ham and cheese sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just off River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Attention farmers, Warner Oil and Roost Oil are ready for spring. We have your diesel fuel and farm gas in stock and ready for delivery. Do you have enough fuel storage? If not, call Warner Oil in Coldwater or Roost Oil in Reading. Are you in the shop working on or servicing your equipment for the spring rush? Call us today for our spring sale on engine oil, tractor hydraulic fluid, and Wix filters. Warner Oil and Roost Oil can also save you money with renewable diesel fuel. Using an R20 blend, your fuel will have the characteristics of premium fuel at a lower price. R20 meets all the ASTM standards for diesel fuel. Ask your driver today how you can save money on your fuels and lubricants, or call Warner Oil in Coldwater at 278-5844 or Roost Oil in Reading at 283-2300.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Between Games Report continuing from here at Lau Field. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike's side. During the break, we were informed by our producer, the hardest working man in show business, Justin Lopshire, that there will be a third Branch County competitor in the Boston Marathon, that being Corey Rogers.
Well, congratulations to Corey for qualifying for the Boston Marathon as well. So,
and if that name sounds familiar, that's because he was a part of the 1998 Division III state champion Quincy baseball team.
1998, huh? Brings back some memories, right?
Sure
nice
does. It was like
successful season for Coach Lonnie Yvonne and the Orioles.
It's now been 16 years since that since that happened. My brother, among the many players who remember that fondly.
I'm sure they do.
We'll go ahead and take this 3-minute break and be back with more from Lau Field as we're getting ready for the nightcap between Coldwater and Gull Lake. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Help, Coldwater! We're stuck with aging inventory that's got to go. Are you stuck, too, driving an old car you hate? This month, if you help us, we'll help you get unstuck from your old ride.
Even if you've had credit problems in the past. Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna
from Rainbow Motor Sales. We can help you break free from the old car you hate. If you've had a job for 1 month or more and bring home at least $200 a week, you could be approved and driving home today. Are you feeling stuck with bad credit muck?
Our For the People credit approval process will work hard to unglue your bad credit luck.
Don't let bad credit keep you stuck. You could drive a nicer, newer car today.
But come quick, this offer won't stick around for long.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall. Earth can be a real mother if we don't take care of her. So don't toss your metal scrap out to sit in a landfill. Bring your broken, beat-up metal junk to Omnisource, where we pay you top dollar to let us recycle it. So you can be good to the planet and your wallet. Bring your haul to the Omnisource Yards in Southwest Michigan Saturday, April 26th for our Earth Day special. Get premium pricing, gift cards, and free drinks. For locations and a list of all we buy, go to Omnisource.com.
Hummingbirds are truly some of the most amazing creatures on the planet. With their miniature size and unique abilities, they're fascinating to watch. If you're one of the many bird enthusiasts with a special love of hummingbirds, Nottawa Gas Company has everything you'll need to attract a flock of these energetic little birds, including feeders and food. And you'll even find hummingbird-themed accessories for your home and garden. Stop by Nottawa Gas Company today, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or shop online at NottawaWildBirdSupply.com.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups for our nightcap brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand. They're open for the season. Join Shorts tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. Get a free small drink with any basket purchase and join them Friday for their foot-long Coney basket. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they accept debit and credit cards. For the Gold Lake Blue Devils, who are now 1-2 overall, 1-0 in the SMAC East under head coach Bill Blakely, leading off and playing center field, Nick Miller. Batting second, the second baseman, Walter Graff. Batting third and catching, Drew Blakely. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, Jared Burton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Nolan Butcher. Batting sixth, the DH, Jarrett White. Batting seventh, third baseman, Matt Cruz. Batting eighth, right fielder, Austin Napper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Eric Hyde. Caleb Scholes getting the start on the hill for the Blue Devils. For the Coldwater Cardinals, now 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the SMAC East under head coach Randy Spangler. Leading off, the shortstop, Grant Maurer. Batting second and playing second base, Brendan Spangler. Batting third and catching, Jeremy Harrell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brandon Lewis. Batting fifth, the DH, Marty Johnston. Batting sixth and playing left field, number 47, Austin Kresminski, or AK-47, that's why I mentioned his number. Batting seventh, first baseman, Ryan Mock. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Brady Duke. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Jordan Butler. Getting the start on the hill and getting warmed up is Ian Wright. Hold on, hold up. There we go. Now you're on.
Ian pitched a very impressive game, four innings worth anyway, in his first start against Battle Creek Central. Did pick up the win in that game, but faced, I believe, 13 hitters, because I think one guy got a hit.
Right.
And but 11 of those 13 hitters, he struck out. So he just pounded the strike zone that whole night. Hopefully he'll do that here in game two for the Cardinals.
Nick Miller went 3-for-3 in the opener and also got on board on an error. He leads things off for the Blue Devils, followed by Graff and Blakely. First pitch is in the dirt. Ball one. We're underway at 6:25. Right. Winds up. Delivers. Curveball just missed outside. 2-0.
Well, sun's going to be a little bit more of a factor here as this night goes on. I see Ryan Mock with sunglasses on, I believe, our right fielder. Jordan Butler also has sunglasses on.
2-0 pitch. There's a strike belt high. Two balls, one strike on Miller. Just underway here in the nightcap. Blue Devils won the opener of this doubleheader, 11-0. 2-1 pitch from Ian Wright. Swung on, a grounder to Brandon Lewis. Easy throw to Mock at first. No, not quite. It was a low throw. Got underneath Mock's glove. That will allow Miller to make it all the way to second. Another uncharacteristic error for Brandon Lewis.
Well, Brandon just took way too much time. Your leadoff hitter probably pretty speedy in most situations, and Nick Miller proved to be that. And I think when Brandon Lewis realized that, as he was trying to release the ball, ended up rushing it a little bit and made a bad throw over to Ryan Mock at first base.
Now Jeremy Harrell talking with the field umpire. So Walter Graff gets ready to step in for the Blue Devils. Runner on at second, no outs. Here in the top of the first inning, the Blue Devils starting off where they left off in the opener.
A little bit of controversy here. Coach Spangler not happy about something, but
Graff 1-for-3 in the opener. He was also hit by a pitch, got a single in the first inning of the opener and scored one of the four runs en route to the Blue Devils' 11-0 victory in the opener.
So the Blue Devils with a runner on second here in the top of the first inning and nobody out.
First pitch, swing, and a line drive bouncing into right center field. Miller's going to come home and score easily. The throw's to the cutoff man. RBI single for Walter Graff, 1-0 Blue Devils.
Well, Gull Lake continuing to swing the bats well here at the start of game two.
Runner on at first, nobody out. Top of the first inning, the Blue Devils already leading 1-0. Here comes the catcher, Drew Blakely. 2-for-3 in the opener, also struck out and drew a walk. Actually make that 2-for-4 with a walk. Struck out twice and had a couple singles and scored a couple runs. Takes the first pitch for a strike.
Fastball right down the middle from Ian Wright.
You forgot about getting those cough drops, didn't you?
I sure did.
It's funny because we're pretty much sealed off inside the press box, and you're still getting dust bunnies in your throat. Good stop by Jeremy Harrell. He picks up the ball and looks Walter Graff back to first. 1-1, the count on Blakely. Now Harrell assumes his position behind home plate. Wright looks at Graff at first base, now delivers to the plate. Curveball inside, 2-1. Gull Lake already up 1-0 on Coldwater here in the nightcap. The Blue Devils took the opener 11-0. Throw to first. Graff slides back in time. Sounds like it's going to be a long night for you.
I hope not.
Swing and a miss. 2-2 on Blakely. Throw back to first. Not in time. Graff slides back. Runner on at first. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning here in the nightcap. Once again, Ian Wright keeping his eye on Walter Graff, a short leadoff at first. Now the delivery to the plate, swing and a grounder, one hop to right, throw to second, relay back to first.
Nice job.
A 1-4-3 double play, two outs, bases empty.
Good job by Ian Wright to turn around, throwing it hard to Brendan Spangler, who came off the bag real quick and flipped over to first and got the runner at first to complete the double play for Coldwater.
Check that. That should be scored a 2-4-3 double play. I should have known that better than that.
No. 1-4-3.
It was 1-4-3. Okay. Because for some reason, my ones and my twos are looking very similar tonight. First pitch to Jared Burton is in the dirt, ball one. Burton with a single and a double. 2-for-3 plus a walk.
Swing and a miss by Burton. Second pitch, now 1-1.
Those were his stats in the opener of our doubleheader, which saw the Blue Devils beat Coldwater 11-0. Currently 1-0. Bases empty, two outs. Butterfly save by Jeremy Harrell on the next pitch, 2-1. Start thinking butterfly saves because the Stanley Cup playoffs are set to kick off.
Hopefully the Detroit Red Wings can keep things going. They got a lot of good momentum going into the playoffs.
But they go up against the number one seed in the East, Boston, to kick off their playoff series on Friday.
But they also won 3 out of 4 from Boston during the season. So there is hope.
2-2, the count on Jared Burton, time called as he steps out of the left side batter's box.
See if Ian Wright can get the Cardinals out of this inning.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Good job by Ian Wright.
Gull Lake settles for one. We head to the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 Blue Devils. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Grant Maurer, Brendan Spangler, and Jeremy Harrell will lead things off for Coldwater here in the bottom of the first inning. Gull Lake with a 1-0 lead. Fortunately, that's all they got, thanks to the stellar defensive play started by Ian Wright, who took a hard grounder through to Brendan Spangler at second, and the relay back to Ryan Mock at first for the 1-4-3 double play to erase what was left of the Gull Lake threat, top of the first.
Well, it's a good way for the Cardinals to get out of that inning, or start to get out of that inning anyway, and then he got Jared Burton to go down on strikes, so a little damage control there by Ian Wright for the Cardinals. The Blue Devils picking up that one run on one hit, one Cardinal error, and
just nobody left. Someone donated some cough drops your way, didn't they?
I have to thank Randy Mock for that.
All right. Thank you, Randy Mock. He heard our pleas. Of course, another bottle of water coming your way. Bear in mind that if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to walk all the way up to the high school.
I can hold it.
Just bordering a little bit on the TMI department. While starting pitcher Caleb Scholes continues to warm up, we can tell you that Shorts is open for the season. Join Shorts tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. Get a free small drink with any basket purchase. Then join them Friday for their footlong Coney basket. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they accept debit and credit cards. Now we're ready to get the bottom of the first inning going as Grant Maurer steps inside what's left of the right side batter's box.
Grant Maurer came into today hitting 308 on the season.
Unfortunately, he was shut out of the hitting stats in the first game. Only two hits given up by Gull Lake pitching in the opener. One of them to Brendan Spangler and the other one to Randall Linton. First pitch is across for a strike. Next pitch from Scholes. Another strike on the outer part of the plate. Belt high. No balls, two strikes on Maurer.
Caleb Scholes attacking the outer part of the plate. So the first hitter for the Cardinals, Grant Maurer.
Bear in mind, Scholes is a sophomore.
Good pitch. Came back inside on Grant.
He fouled it off the handle of his bat. Drew Blakely delivering a fresh ball to Scholes at the hill. Quick conversation. Now Blakely heading back behind home plate. Nick Miller, Drew Blakely, Matt Cruz, and Walter Graff, the four returning letter winners. This very young Gull Lake squad. The 0-2 pitch is a pass ball right to the backstop. 1-2. Three sophomores on this year's squad, one of them being Blakely, the other one being Scholes. Strike three. Grant Maurer was caught looking.
Grant Maurer called out on strikes for the first out of the inning.
So the battery for Gull Lake, you could say what the late Dave Storrs used to call the baby brigade.
There you go.
A pair of sophomores out there.
Now batting for the Cardinals, number 14, Brendan Spangler.
Brendan Spangler got one of the Cardinals' two hits in the opener of this doubleheader, which saw the Blue Devils win 11-0. Currently, Gull Lake leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Base is empty, one out. First pitch to Spangler. Fastball just missed inside of the left-handed hitting Spangler, 1-0.
Brendan came into the day batting 312 for Coach Spangler and the Cards.
Foul tip is going to bounce onto Green Street. 1-1 the count on Spangler.
Come on, Brendan. Come on, 1-4.
One ball, one strike. Next pitch from Caleb Scholes. Swing and a high pop-up. It is in play. It is curving foul. And it is dropped by the left fielder Butcher in foul territory, making it 1-2 on Spangler.
In Butcher's defense, he had to run a long, long way for that pop fly off the bat of Brendan Spangler.
And we also saw Cruz and Hyde running from the left side of the infield to trying to go after it, too.
1-2 the count now on Brendan.
Next pitch. Outside, just missed on the curveball, 2-2. Check swing. It's a full count now on Spangler.
Brendan did a good job of laying off the high curveball from Scholes.
The payoff pitch from Caleb Scholes. Oh, strike three called.
Well,
just got the outer part of the plate. Two strikeouts for Caleb Scholes. Base is empty, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning.
And the bad part is both of them were looking. So now batting for the Cardinals. Cardinals got to get those bats off the shoulder, be a little more aggressive at the plate.
See what the four-year varsity player Jeremy Harrell does for the Cardinals. Well, he takes the first pitch inside for a strike. 1-0 Gull Lake here in the bottom of the first inning of the nightcap. Caleb Scholes, next pitch, swing, and a high line drive foul toward Hatch Avenue. Harrell now behind on the count 0-2.
Scholes has done a good job of attacking the strike zone here in the bottom of the first inning. Gull Lake leading 1-0.
Next pitch. Curveball inside below the knees, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch swung on. And a hard grounder rolling up to left field. First base hit of the game. Jeremy Harrell will round first and slow up there with a base hit.
Nice line drive in the hole between third and short for Jeremy Harrell.
Oh, runner on at first with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning for Brandon Lewis.
Brandon, the cleanup hitter for the Cardinals, came into the night hitting 308.
Certainly he can redeem some of his spotty fielding here in this doubleheader with a nice hit. Unfortunately, he swings the first pitch, and it's a high pop-up. Butcher calling for it in left field. He hauls it in for the final out. Cardinals leave a runner on. We've played one complete here in the nightcap. It's Gull Lake 1, Coldwater nothing. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Why go anywhere but Michiana's biggest dealer to find the trailer you need for hauling horses, livestock, any cargo that needs hauling? Hightail it to Halet Auto and RV. They have what it takes to get down to the business of getting down to business. Why mess with anything less than the best? At Halet, the selection list starts with Sundowner, but don't stop there. Take a look at Exus, Corn Pro, Lakota, Hoosier, Bison, and more. Everything from living quarter horse trailers to accommodate you and your biggest and best pal to stock trailers, two horse bumper pulls, and more. Got it yet? This is no rinky-dink outfit. Got a trailer that needs a little help? Check out Halet's service department. But if your trailer's seen better days, Halet takes trade-ins, has deep dealer discounts, and on-the-spot financing to make it happen for you. Horse Sense says you'd have to be the south end of a northbound horse to buy a trailer from anybody but a guy with horses. So hightail it to Halet for the trailer you need. Halet Auto and RV, US 12 East of I-69, Coldwater, on the web at HalenAutoAndRV.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left for the Gull Lake Blue Devils. No runs, one hit, one error, one left for the Coldwater Cardinals as we head to the top of the second inning here in this Smack East doubleheader, the nightcap. of said twin bill. Nolan Butcher, Jared White, and Matt Cruz do up for Gull Lake as Ian Wright continues to take his warm-up tosses for the start of the second inning.
Well, we'll see if the Cardinals can get off to a little better start. They started that first inning with an error, and the result of that error allowed Nick Miller to advance to second base, and then he scored immediately on the next pitch from Ian Wright to Walter Graff. Graff with the RBI single for Gull Lake and the only run of the game at this point. 1-0 favor of the Blue Devils after one.
Oh, in steps Nolan Butcher, the starting left fielder for the Blue Devils. First pitch from Ian Wright is on its way. Inside a little bit toward the elbows, 1-0. Next pitch. There's a strike.
Fastball right down the middle for Ian Wright. 1-1 the count.
1-0 game. We're in the top of the second inning. Next pitch. Check swing. Butcher did not take. It's 2-1.
Pretty good looking pitch there from Mr. Wright.
He's showing some good stuff. He didn't get helped by his defense in that first inning. Swing and a pop-up. Brendan Spangler calling for it, and he makes a backhanded grab for the first out.
Well, quarter defense executed that play a little bit better than they did on the pop-up in the first game.
Duke and Butler also converging in shallow right field, but Spangler gets the put-out. Base is empty, one out, top of the second inning. In comes Jared White, the designated hitter for Gull Lake. First pitch is a strike. Blue Devils wearing their navy blue batting jerseys with the white numerals, white and silver trim, white pants. Coldwater in their home white uniforms with their red numerals and trim down the side and red undershirts. 0-2, the count on Jared White. Next pitch from Wright. Swing and a short pop-up. It's going to drop in front of Duke covering in right center field for a loop single base hit. That would be kind of a Texas leaguer too, wouldn't it?
Yep. Flare is another word.
We go a little bit deeper into the baseball thesaurus.
There you go.
Runner on at first with one out here, top of the first inning for Matt Cruz. Swings the first pitch. It's a grounder. Slow roller to Spangler. Only play is to Mock at first. Second out of the inning. White advances to second.
It's going to bring up Austin Napper, the right fielder for Gull Lake. Napper closed out the first game for the Blue Devils, pitching the last inning.
Made things a little bit interesting. Swings at the first pitch, and it's a hard line drive to shallow right field. White is rounding third, and Coach Bill Blakely will pull the brakes there. Runners at the corners with two outs.
Yeah, White doesn't run extremely well. Good call. Cardinals executed that play correctly by hitting the cutoff man from the right fielder, Jordan Butler, to Ryan Mock, holding the runner at first base. So we got runners on the corners now, two down for Gull Lake in the top of the second inning.
That'll leave it up to the starting shortstop, Eric Hyde. He now steps into the left-handed batter's box. Ian Wright looking toward first base. Napper the runner there. White at third. First pitch. Swung and a grounder going to roll to Johnston at short. Throw to first. Check that. That was Grant Maurer to Ryan Mock for the final out of the inning. The Blue Devils leave two on. We head to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Gull Lake. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Help
cold water? We're stuck with aging inventory that's got to go.
Are you stuck, too, driving an old car you hate?
This month, if you help us, we'll help you get unstuck from your old ride.
Even if you've had credit problems in the past. Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna
from Rainbow Motor Sales. We can help you break free from the old car you hate. If you've had a job for 1 month or more and bring home at least $200 a week, you could be approved and driving home today. Are you feeling stuck with bad credit muck?
Our For the People credit approval process will work hard to unglue your bad credit luck.
Don't let bad credit keep you stuck. You could drive a nicer, newer car today.
But come quick, this offer won't stick around for long.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
One run, two hits, no errors, three left for Gull Lake. No runs, one hit, one error, one left for Coldwater as we head to the bottom of the second inning. And speaking of Marty Johnston, as I was earlier, the DH will lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning to be followed by Krasminski and Mock.
Marty batting 267 this young season for the Cardinals.
First pitch, a lot of heat in that fastball. So much heat that Scholes almost stumbled off the hill. 0-1 on Johnston.
Continues to get the ball over the plate, getting ahead of the hitters, getting that first pitch strike in there.
The thing to remember about Scholes, he's just a sophomore. So even if the Blue Devils take their lumps in this season, relatively speaking for Gull Lake, they should be poised to be a power in the Smack East for yet another couple of years.
Well, Scholes now 1-2 on the count. Fastball down the middle.
As Gull Lake remains in the Smack East, Coldwater heads off to the Interstate 8 along with Marshall and Harper Creek and Penfield and Charlotte and Lumen Christi and Jackson Northwest and Parma Western.
2-2 the count now on Marty Johnston. I think everybody's looking forward to that new conference, Sean.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a hard grounder off the handle. Picked up by the shortstop. High, long throw to first. Got him!
Just beating by inches.
Come on, bud.
AK-47 stepping into the right side batter's box for Coldwater. We're talking about Austin Krasminski. We're going to embarrass him with that AK-47 name for the rest of the season.
Hope you didn't jinx him.
First pitch is a ball outside. First, Krasminski with a couple of nice home runs in the weekend tournament, the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Invitational. As a team, the Cardinals only hit five homers all of last year. Swing and a grounder foul to the third base side. Krasminski behind on the count 0-2. Base is empty, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, Gull Lake on top of Coldwater here in the baseball nightcap, 1-0.
Well, I don't know if you remember last year, but I think in one of the Cardinals' first games last year,
well,
Brandon
that
Lewis hit two.
Swing and a miss, and that must be 1-2 now, the count on Krasminski. Duly noted. Next pitch from Scholes. Check swing. Did it get across? Yes, he did. Down goes Krasminski for the second out.
Austin couldn't hold up on the curveball.
Base is empty. Two outs. 1-0 Blue Devils. That'll leave things up to Ryan Mock. Let's revisit Brandon Lewis and last season.
Two home runs in one game early in the season for the Cardinals. I believe it was in the tournament right after they got back from Florida. That Saturday. Then the Cardinals able to hit only three the rest of the season.
Amazing, isn't it?
That's baseball. 1-0 the count on Ryan Mock.
He was the leading hitter all of last season, and what was his average coming into the night's twin bill?
308, a little off of that 400 mark that he posted last year. So,
but again, the season is now 6-7 games old.
Yep, lots of time.
Fastball outside for strike. One ball, one strike on Mock. Bases empty, two outs. Bottom of the second inning in a 1-0 game. Blue Devils on top. Caleb Scholes, next pitch. Almost nicked him in the elbow.
It did.
Oh, it did.
So Mock's on at first. It's going to bring Brady Duke to the plate for Coldwater.
Only the second base runner for the Cardinals in this game.
Both of them coming with two outs. Whoa! An overthrow by the pitcher.
And Mock, who is not the fleetest of foot, is able to get to second with no problem whatsoever. That ball almost went on to Hatch Avenue, didn't it?
Yeah, he threw that the first baseman for Gull Lake. Jared Burton's a pretty tall kid, but threw that well over his head.
That'll oh, runner in scoring position.
E1.
First error of the game committed by the Blue Devils. This before Duke can step into the left side batter's box and take a pitch. First pitch he takes for a ball. Gull Lake on top of Coldwater, 1-0, but the Cardinals with a threat brewing. A 1-0 pitch. That pitch is inside and low, 2-0. 3-0 now?
3-1.
3-1.
Oops, I've got that wrong.
Should be 2-0.
I think it's early in the season, folks.
Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. You were marking off balls and strikes on Ryan Mock's slot
exactly
in your scorecard, weren't you?
Yep.
Something that, unfortunately, I do with more regularity than I care to admit. You just never hear it on air because you bail me out. Check swing, and now it's 3-1 on Duke. You were thinking about a minute into the future, maybe.
Yep, there you go. 3-1 the count to Brady Duke. Two outs, runner on second for the Cardinals. In the bottom of the second, they trail 1-0.
Jordan Butler on deck. With runners on at first and second as Brady Duke draws a two-out walk. First walk given up by Caleb Scholes, the first legitimate threat for the Cardinals in this game. Jordan Butler, number 9 hitter for the Cardinals, stepping in.
Jordan was hitting .333 coming into today's action.
Butler with the first pitch. Chains up speed outside for a ball. Of course, his mom here in attendance, Diana Butler, one of the many Edwards Jones representatives here in Branch County. Butler falls off the next pitch, rolls in front of the Gull Lake dugout. 1-1 the count on Butler.
Well, Scholes, a pitcher for Gull Lake, being just a sophomore, throws awfully hard for just being in his sophomore season.
Be interesting to find out where he plays a summer ball. 1-1 pitch. Inside, and it's a cross for a strike. 1-2, Butler behind on the count. One nothing Gull Lake. Cardinals with runners at first and second, two outs, bottom of the second inning. 1-2 pitch to Jordan Butler. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout by Caleb Scholes leaves a couple of runners on the base paths. After two complete, Gull Lake 1, Coldwater nothing in the nightcap. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTV.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278 1-888-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
Where can you get great rates on your home equity or new mortgage?
Their interest is a whole lot cheaper.
We remortgaged our house. It's saving us a lot of money.
Where are closing costs clear and transparent?
We just got our first house. It's been smooth sailing. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Where can you apply online and have an excellent closing experience on time?
The turnaround time, they're super quick.
Consumers Credit Union. Imagine completing a mortgage application online in minutes.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Run, one run, two hits, an error, three left for the Gull Lake Blue Devils. No runs, a hit, an error, three left for the Coldwater Cardinals as we head to the top of the third inning. Back to the top of the batting order for the Blue Devils, Miller, Graff, and Blakely.
Miller safe on an error, his first time up, scored the only run of the game so far. Gull Lake on top of the Cardinals, 1-0 after two.
First pitch is a strike. All things considered, not a bad night for baseball, a bit on the cool side, but that's to be expected this part of the early spring, as opposed to when it all of a sudden became late winter again for the one day yesterday.
Yep.
1-1 the count on Miller.
Boy, just that bit of rain that we had a little bit earlier in the week and then the snow yesterday, it made everything get a little greener.
Swing and a pop-up is foul. One ball, two strikes on Miller. Gull Lake on top of Coldwater, 1-0. In the top of the third inning, Ian Wright's 1-2 pitch on its way. Changeup bounces in front of the dirt and a diving stop by Jeremy Hurl, making it 2-2 on Miller. Ian Wright sets and delivers. Half cut, a bouncer picked up by the shortstop, Maurer. Jump stop throw to first in time.
Nice play by Grant Maurer for the Cardinals. A slow roller to the shortstop. Maurer charged it hard, fielded it cleanly, and made a good throw over to Ryan Mock for the put out.
Not quite a Derek Jeter quality jump throw to first, but we'll take it. We reminisce a little bit about the legendary Yankee shortstop who actually played at Lau Field for
Kalamazoo Maroons.
The Kalamazoo Maroons, some summer ball back in the late 80s, early 90s. First pitch to Walter Graff, a grounder to Brandon Lewis. There's a nice throw to Ryan Mock, bounces in front of him. He scoops it up for the second out.
Good pick by Ryan Mock over there at first base.
Base is empty, two outs, top of the third inning in a 1-0 game. Gull Lake on top. That'll leave things up to Blakely.
Well, if you're going to make a bad throw, at least give your first baseman an opportunity to either catch it on one hop or at least make a play over there at first base. So, again, nice scoop by Ryan Mock over at first base.
First pitch to Drew Blakely. Swung on, high fly ball, curving foul. And drops in front of Ryan Mock. In foul territory, 1-1. Cardinals trail Gull Lake, 1-0. Drew Blakely, son of the head coach Bill Blakely, stepping back in the batter's box.
Ian Wright on the hill, gets set to deliver.
Curveball just missed outside, 1-1.
Good looking pitch for Ian Wright.
At 7:02, we've dropped down to 43 degrees. Partly cloudy skies in Coldwater. So if you're going to come out and take in the remainder of this twin bill, of course, I think maybe only one or two layers would be sufficient as opposed to five or six. Two balls and a strike on Drew Blakely here in the top of the third inning. The bases are empty. Two outs for the Blue Devils. They lead 1-0. Right, sets and delivers. Swing and a grounder. Slow roller off the handle. Maurer, throw to first. Got him!
Good infield play by the Cardinals in that half of the inning.
The Blue Devils go down in order. We head to the bottom of the third inning in a 1-0 game. Gull Lake on top in the nightcap. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9499.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
One run, two hits, one error, three left for Gull Lake. No runs, a hit, an error, three left for Coldwater as the Cardinals return to the top of their order. Maurer, Spangler, and Harrell here in the bottom of the third inning.
See if the Cardinals can, first two Cardinals can be a little more aggressive at the plate with Maurer and Spangler both taking called third strikes. Their first time up in this game. Grant stepping into the batter's box. Grant Maurer came into tonight batting 308 on the season. Caleb Scholes on the hill for Gull Lake.
And thank you to Rob Lewis for reminding us what Caleb Scholes did with his son a couple of years ago as the first pitch pings off the backstop.
Caleb Scholes was a player that played with Brendan Spangler and Brandon Lewis on the Hitter's Edge team that went to Puerto Rico a couple of years ago.
And that was so, for what, the Koufax World Series?
I believe so. So a little bit of familiarity between Mr. Scholes and Mr. Spangler and Lewis.
You know, one pitch, another foul back to the backstop. Maurer behind on the count, 0-2. Caleb Scholes sets and delivers.
Ooh.
Right in between the shoulder blades. No, not quite. No. He managed to get out of the way.
I don't know how he did. Looked like that was going right for the head.
Maurer with a 1-2 count. Next pitch from Scholes. Check swing. He holds off, 2-2.
Good pitch from Scholes. Came back with a curveball there after throwing that previous pitch inside to Grant Maurer.
2-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout of Maurer here in this game.
Well, a little more aggressive at-bat, though, that time for Grant. See what Brendan Spangler can do. He's going to be the next hitter for Coldwater.
1-0 game. Gull Lake on top here in the bottom of the third inning.
Brendan got one of the lone Cardinal hits with a double in game number one for the Cardinals.
First pitch, swing, and a hard grounder is going to be picked up by Graff. Throw to first, two up and two down.
Nice play by Graff for Gull Lake. Had to range far to his left to snag that grounder and threw Spangler out relatively easily.
Base is empty, two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. That'll leave things up to Jeremy Harrell, who got a single his first at-bat and was stranded the end of the frame.
Jeremy Harrell missed the tournament on Saturday, too, with Ian Wright. They both had some competitions for the Career Center.
Oh, yeah, the old Skills USA.
There you go. Scholes delivers a strike in the first pitch to Harrell. Fastball down the middle.
Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Harrell had a good rip at that one.
Yes, he did.
Oh, time called. Just before Scholes was set to deliver the 0-2 pitch. Home plate umpire steps away about the same time that Jeremy Harrell did.
We're in the bottom of the third. Gull Lake leads 1-0.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Scholes continues to mow down the Cardinals.
After three, Blue Devils on top, 1-0. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu. No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty, with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, find jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
1-0, Gull Lake on top of Coldwater here in the nightcap as we head to the fourth inning. Burton, Butcher, and White do up for the Blue Devils. They have one run, two hits, an error, three left. The Cardinals, no runs, a hit, an error, and three left. We did get a clarification correction from Karen Spangler, that group. That we talked about with Caleb Scholes, Brandon Lewis, and Brendan Spangler a couple of years ago. That was actually the Pee Wee Reese World Series in Puerto Rico that they went to a couple of years ago. And got a further update from Rob Lewis.
Yeah, Alex Jansen and Matt Kalizak of Gull Lake were also on the Puerto Rico team. So
that goes without saying.
A lot of familiarity here.
Yeah. The point that I was going to make, we were on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Appreciate the help from Mrs. Spangler and Rob Lewis, our official sideline reporters for tonight.
Help that they were there and we weren't. First pitch to Jared Burton from Ian Wright. Curveball just missed outside, 1-0. Burton struck out swinging his first at-bat in this game. Next pitch from Ian Wright. Swing and a miss.
Looked like a changeup that time from Ian Wright.
That was enough to keep Burton off balance.
Well, Burton way out in front of that one.
Next pitch from Wright. Swing and a pop-up foul toward Green Street. Probably good reason why there are no parking signs right alongside the stadium here.
Yeah, it's close because I'm parked down the way a little bit.
Uh-huh.
1-2 the count on Jared Burton. In the top of the fourth inning, Gull Lake leading 1-0 over the Cardinals, game two.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it went through Harrell's wickets. Burton is going to take first. Throw not in time to mock it first. Although Ian Wright registers his second strikeout, There's a base runner on at first.
And no outs in the inning.
Here's Nolan Butcher for the Blue Devils. The boys in navy blue, silver, and white leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Fastball down the middle for a called strike to Butcher. Flew out to second baseman Brendan Spangler, his first at-bat. Next pitch from right, squaring up to Bud. It's a beauty of a bunt picked up between the hill and first base. And the throw to first. Got him. A great slide by Jared Burton, second.
Glad he made that choice at the last minute because he had no chance whatsoever of getting the lead runner Burton there at second base. So good mound presence by Ian Wright to get the out at first.
And it was literally at the last moment that Ian Wright made that decision.
Yeah, I don't know how he was able to change his mind there, to be honest with you. Jared White steps in for the Blue Devils.
That's something that only his parents probably know. Swing at the first pitch, fly ball to right field. It is caught by Jordan Butler for the second out. And a quick relay back into the infield, holding Burton on to second. No chance for him to tag up in advance.
Well, the way the Cardinals have struggled at the plate tonight, they definitely want to keep that runner on second, Jared Burton, from scoring. Two down in the inning. We're in the top of the fourth. Gull Lake on top of the Cardinals, 1-0. Gull Lake with a runner on second. And as I mentioned, two outs.
First pitch to Cruz. Breaking ball inside for a cold strike. Wright steps off the bag temporarily. Now he's back on the rubber. Sets and delivers.
Another curveball.
Cruz finds himself behind on the count, 0-2. Looking towards second, now delivers to the plate. Just missed on the outside with that curveball, 1-2.
Good looking pitch for me and Wright. It's almost like the umpire was going to give him that pitch regardless of where it was at.
That's a good thing that he did, because there might be some rioting among the Gull Lake fan base here. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a grounder picked up by Maurer. Low throw to first.
Another good still pitch by Ryan Mock. Great job of defense at first base by Ryan Mock.
Gull Lake leaves a runner on. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning in a 1-0 game. Blue Devils on top. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.